can handle the truth.
Alright, guys. Welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani, on this bright Thursday morning. Finally got some spring weather here in New England. It's actually pretty nice out there, knock on wood, due to change in any given moment. Snows here one day, and the next day you can go to the beach. Looks like one of those beach days. Although I haven't been out yet, been preparing for the show and a couple other things here, trying to line guests up for coming days and weeks. Got some really good guests coming up next week, and in fact, later on today in the second hour, stick with us, you won't want to miss this, we're going to have David Ray Griffin, author of at least four 9/11 books that I know of, maybe some more. Excellent stuff. I'm now working on his latest, Debunking 9/11 Debunking. It's a really good book. He strips away the facade of the NIST report, the Keene and Hamilton book that they co-wrote, the Popular Mechanics article showing what a fraud it is. Just lie after lie after obvious blatant lie that he exposes. So it's a really good book. In fact, it's his biggest yet on 9/11. I mean, it's huge. This sucker has probably, almost 400 or 500 pages, I think. Well documented as always, very authoritative sources that he cites, and I can't recommend it enough. So he'll be on, again, the second hour. We're going to be going over that, talking about his new book, talking about the latest developments with 9/11. And so, again, want to stay tuned for that. I just want to remind our listeners that we're offering Aaron Russo's DVD, Freedom to Fascism, 1995 plus 195 postage and handling. You can get that by going to republicbroadcasting.org or calling our toll-free number 800-724-2719. Again, 800-724-2719. Excellent DVD for exposing the New World Order fiasco and all of its individual pieces that make up this twisted puzzle, particularly the Federal Reserve, the income tax. He goes into those two aspects quite heavily. And it's good that he does, because most other documentaries on this subject either ignore those aspects or, you know, just brush over them lightly. But he goes into a lot of detail about it, about both of them. So that's highly recommendable. Also want to remind you, I'm offering my books in printed form and on CD. There is the New World Disorder and the Piercing the Fog of 9/11. Both are very well documented. I've got almost 500 sources cited in the New World Disorder book, covering everything from Zionism to the hijacking of our education system, the media. I talk about the Cold War, as well as World War One and Two being staged from behind the scenes, not just for profiteering purposes, but to advance the cause of globalism, bring the nations to desperation so they could found things like the League of Nations, which failed, and later they get the United Nations, and now that's failing. It looks like they want to start another world war and introduce another entity that they will hope will serve as the catalyst for world government. I go into the history of the Federal Reserve, the income tax, how it got started, how fraudulent it is. You name it, it's in there. And again, the 9/11 book, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, give that pretty good blanket coverage, covering all the major important points, all the bizarre, twisted inconsistencies and so-called coincidences. Talk about the history of state-sponsored terrorism. When we get back on the other side of the break, I'll tell you how you can order those. So stick with us. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
And we're back. Two-thirds Radio, here with Charles Giuliani. So as I was saying before the break, if you want to order either of my books or both of them, you can get them in either printed form or on CD. In printed form, for now anyway, until I can get some bulk orders in, they're $30 a piece, which includes shipping. Or you can get them both on CD, much cheaper, for $10. Again, that includes shipping, and you can order those directly from me, Charles Giuliani, at 39 Fruit Street, Milford, Mass., 01757. Again, that's 39 Fruit Street, Milford, Mass., 01757. And for every dollar that I make from this, I'm going to be donating to the Republican convention for the next election. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's going to be going to directly to Giuliani, my uncle. Yeah, sure. Everybody asked me that. You related to Giuliani? Thank God, no. Although I'm afraid to look into my family tree. Maybe there is some relation there. I don't know. It is exactly the same spelling. That is a big mafioso name, by the way. It originates, I'm afraid to say, on Sicily, which is, of course, the home of the mafia. Anyway, I don't, I'm not proud of that family history. Okay. Oh, I also want to mention, too, our websites. Some friends of mine on the paltalk.com forum have been so kind enough to set these up for me. A friend of mine, PhillyNet, has set up truthhurts.com. No triple W, just truthhurts, H-E-R-T-Z.com is our official website. And as the weeks and months go by, we'll be adding more and more stuff, but already there's quite a few interesting things on there, links, articles. There's a space for blogs. And also another friend of mine, Tony Neisser, is the name he goes by on Pal Talk. He's created a MySpace, and you can just go to myspace.com/truthhurtsradio. And again, you can post comments. And by the way, linked off of there is the email address, or you can just write it down now. It's truthhurtsradio@aol.com. If anybody has any comments, suggestions, or if you've got some contact information, guests you'd like to see me have on in the future, or if you don't have contact information, you just want to suggest a good guest you'd like to see on or hear on, you can just go and send me an email, truthhurtsradio@aol.com. And again, that's spelled H-E-R-T-Z, Truth Hurts. But, you know, try to keep it business-wise. try not to write to me and just say, hey, how you doing? how's the weather? I got way too many emails coming in. I'm getting flooded. Okay, anyway. But if, you know, you're absolutely bored and that's all you feel like writing, I won't get mad at you, but let's try to keep it business-oriented to minimize the amount of emails I got to read through. It's crazy. My workload picking up this show has increased exponentially. It's great. I love it. But, wow. It's a far cry going from doing a, you know, 2-, 3-, 4-hour set of shows a week, which is where I was at. I did anywhere from 3 to 4 hours a week. Now I'm doing about 14 or 15 a week, so it's pretty crazy. But anyway, with all that said and done, let's get on to some issues at hand here. Just going to kind of goof around here for the next hour. Well, not goof around. We will accomplish something of use or value, I hope. Wanted to go over some news items. I don't think I'll even get around to that today. I'll probably just dedicate tomorrow to that. Haven't had time with all the guests I've been having on. But I just wanted to share with you a couple little interesting tidbits. I get some interesting things sent to me in email from a couple friends. Some of it's junk, some of it's good. But this happens to be a pretty good one here. Let's see. By the way, before I even go into that, I'm sure you guys are aware of what has come out recently with E. Howard Hunt's son, St. John. This is kind of a lead-in to what I want to talk about. Very interesting. He's come forward now and stated that his father back in, I think it was January of 2004, before he died, he gave him a tape sealed up. And he told them not to open it, or at least not to play it publicly until after he died. So now he's come forward with that. And on the tape, his father confesses that the CIA, yes, indeed, was behind JFK's death. Well, surprise, surprise. Those of us, you know, who have done our homework on this know that the evidence is overwhelming. As a matter of fact, the History Channel, in their five-part documentary series, The Men Who Killed Kennedy, documents that very well. It's one of my favorite documentaries on the subject. I tell you, that's a good channel, History Channel. I mean, there's some junk on there, too, especially when they talk about 9/11. You can scrap those in the fireplace. There are documentaries on that. Maybe in another 20 or 30 years, if they're still around, you'll probably see Loose Change on there, as always. You know, they'll wait till everybody's dead and gone. It doesn't matter anymore. But they have done a really good job with the JFK thing. Oh, of course, USS Liberty, and there's a lot of good documentaries on there. But again, most of the stuff they cover is decades old. You know, it's already happened long ago, so it doesn't matter anymore. But still, very good source of information about things like that. And like I said, they bring out the fact that the CIA has their fingerprints all over that one. So it was just interesting. You know, we didn't need more proof, but it is interesting when you see stuff like this come forward. It just confirms, you know, what we've already known. And he even says that one of those hobos that was arrested does indeed look like his father. So it looks like, you know, all of these guys, they pretty much got him pinned down now who they were. They were all CIA agents. You know, as to what they were doing, was it a distraction? Were they actually participating in some way, shape, or form? We'll never know. Naturally, they released them later. with no transcripts or recordings of any interrogation, because there was no interrogation. Either they were arrested by accident, and later they realized, whoops, CIA, we'll let them go, or that was all staged just to distract attention away from, you know, that's probably what it was, to distract attention away from the real assassin behind the grassy knoll. And yes, there's no question there was someone behind the grassy knoll. People heard shots coming from there. They saw smoke. In fact, there's a picture of the little smokestack rising from behind the fence there. So there's no question that the real perpetrator was indeed behind that grassy knoll, behind that fence. In fact, next week, guys, one of the guests we're going to have on, I like to usually keep you in suspense, but I'll let you in on one guest we got lined up. Next Friday is Professor Jim Fetzer. He's coming on to talk about the JFK assassination. He, of course, is a great leader in the 9/11 truth movement as well, and he's got a new book out, too. In fact, you can get his new book along with David Ray Griffin's latest book at Amazon.com pretty cheap. Like, I think it's $27 for the two of them. That's where I got mine. So that's a pretty good deal. So I don't know. Maybe I'll have him on at a future time to talk about 9/11. I've interviewed this poor guy so many times, so I'm almost afraid to ask him. But maybe not for another month or two. Literally, I've interviewed this guy probably about 14, 15 times now. So I don't want to harass him any more than that. But you know, I'll have him on again sometime. You can talk about his new book. Or maybe we can mention that next week as well. But primarily, what we're going to talk about next week is the JFK assassination. I want to get his take on this new development with St. John is his name. Interesting name. E. Howard Hunt's son. Get his take on that, and you know, we'll discuss the Kennedy assassination in general. Be pretty interesting. And you know, it's true, guys. We talked about this yesterday when Maria Heller was on, about the connection between JFK's death and 9/11. You wouldn't think there was at first glance, but yeah, I mean, it's they died for the same cause, for the same reason, the same corrupt cause, the military-industrial complex, this idea of imperialism, the New World Order. Kennedy was taken out because he was standing in the way of that agenda, and the people on 9/11 were taken out so that they could advance that agenda. It's the same thing, the same people, the same family names, passing on the torch from generation to generation. So there really is a direct connection between those events. And do notice the complete and total mainstream media blackout regarding this St. John revelation, E. Howard Hunt's son. Total blackout. Isn't that interesting? Anybody has any doubt that our media is controlled? Well, look at that there. This is a major groundbreaking story providing more irrefutable proof of the CIA's involvement in Kennedy's assassination. And there's absolute, I mean, this guy was on national public radio. He was on Coast to Coast. Major, it's probably the biggest talk show. In fact, I believe it is the biggest talk show, radio talk show program in the country, Coast to Coast. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's got to be Bill O'Reilly. That's right. Everyone's ratings are lower than Bill O'Reilly. No, seriously, Coast to Coast, guys, has got to be the biggest radio show, talk show in the country. This guy appears on there, breaks this major story. Millions and millions of listeners around the country tune into this show. And the media just somehow has no clue. Yeah, right. It's obvious why they're not giving coverage to this. I don't know if you ever saw the footage of Jim Garrison, district attorney from New Orleans, the only person ever to have launched an official investigation and brought to trial members that, you know, people that were part of this assassination scheme, Clay Shaw. Anyway, he was on the Johnny Carson show, the Tonight Show, back in the I don't know, it was in 65 or 6, whenever it was. And you know, this is when the investigation was ongoing, and yeah, he got a lot of media attention, and of course people were demonizing him, as you might guess. And I guess I'll have to wait till we get back to finish that story. So stick with us here on Truth Radio, Truth Threats Radio, folks. Be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Get off my show! You're unpatriotic! You're un-American!
That's, Flow Hard Bill O'Reilly. Gotta love it. Quality journalism, no spin zone. Talking about media propaganda. So yeah, coming back to what I was saying, there's Jim Garrison on national television on the Johnny Carson show. And, you know, he's got some pictures that were taken there. In fact, there were pictures of the hobos that were arrested in Dealey Plaza. And so he's trying to hold them up and show them to the camera. And Carson's got his hand out. Putting his, you know, forcing his hand down. No. We don't show that. He's like, why not? What do you mean? No, we don't show that here. He says, well, wait. The people need to see this. He says, what do you have me on for? The people need to see these pictures and realize there's a cover up here. The government is hiding this stuff. No. We're not going to show that. And that was it. Unbelievable. Oh, but we know our media would never lie to cover things up. No. I think Johnny Carson just had a nervous twitch. That's all that was. He just couldn't control his arm movements there. Never had that problem before that or since, but just at that one given time, he had that nervous twitch. Must have been something he had for breakfast, I guess. Dan Rather had that nervous twitch, too, I guess. It caused him to say some pretty funny things about the Kennedy assassination. He said that he saw the Zapruder film. Of course, he wasn't bargaining that the thing was going to be subpoenaed 3 years later by District Attorney Jim Garrison from the Time Life building. He thought that sucker was going to be kept under lock and key for a long time, probably never to be released. But so, you know, he comes out and tells the public, oh, I got to see the Zapruder film, and I can assure you that the deadly shot did come from the rear, and you can see Kennedy slumping forward. Well, of course, we all know that Just the opposite of that is true. The deadly shot came from the front, and you can see him flumping backwards. You know, Dan Rather, at least for most of his career anyway, was very disappointing as being a investigative journalist. But you know what? He's won some brownie points with me in recent years, I must say, especially recently. It's coming out and saying that, you know, the media is just not asking the tough questions. That's his way of saying our media's a joke. Don't listen to him. Don't believe him. Don't trust him. I think, you know, this is how it goes. In your senior years, if you have any conscience at all, and clearly a good many don't, like Mr. Kissinger, obviously, because of his close business ties, has no conscience whatsoever, never has, never will. But some of them, you know, they start getting older, and if they have any belief in God especially, they realize, hey, they don't want to go to grave with their sins on their shoulders. So here's Dan Rather now turning around completely, and I'll never forget, he gave an interview with the BBC back in May of 2002. Notice he was on a foreign news broadcast, so he could speak more openly. But I got to admire him. I have to say, I was impressed. He said that the purpose of the media in the United States today is to protect the backsides of those in power. I couldn't believe when I heard that. My jaw dropped to the floor. I mean, I've never heard any American mainstream journalist speak so openly like that. And then he went on to say, I'm afraid that... he says, you know, nobody asks the tough questions. They don't dig deep enough. And, you know, and he says the reason for this is, you know, there's a pervasive fear that you're going to be rubber tired if you do so. He was talking, of course, about what has gone on in South American countries. If you speak against the government, they put a rubber tire on your neck and fill it with gasoline and light it on fire. So he's speaking figuratively there, or maybe not figuratively. We do know under this administration, there's been a lot of people in the media that have been targeted, shot at, bombed. Look at Juliana from Italy there. They tried to kill her in Iraq. Did you know they killed somebody on the PBS film crew? When they were filming a frontline documentary about the Iraq War, they opened fire on them and killed them right there in broad daylight. They told U.S. officials where they were going to be. They had big signs up indicating who they were, PBS, you know. And it didn't matter. In broad daylight, tank aimed right at them, and boom, blew them away. Yeah, that was an accident, yeah. Just like when they shot up the hotel that had all the, not only Al Jazeera, but American journalists were in there as well. This stuff's going on all the time, guys. Hunter S. Thompson, they popped him off. And the day before, he called a friend of his up in Canada, works for the Canadian Globe and Mail. And he happened to be working on a story about 9/11, as a matter of fact. He said he came across some evidence to prove the towers were taken down with explosives, evidence that the public had was not privy to, and he said it's going to blow the lid off this thing. But he told his friend, Canadian Globe and Mail, and this appeared in the Canadian Globe and Mail, this story, a few days later. He said, I don't put anything past these BASs. He says, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if they're going to arrange for my suicide, you know, arrange for my death and make it look like a suicide. The very next day, he was reported dead. And, of course, as always, his file cabinet disappeared, just like with Vince Foster there. The day he committed suicide, you know, when there was no gunpowder on either hand, and when they found the gun in his right hand and he was left-handed, and when the bullet hole was typical of a bullet shot from a distance, not at close range, and when they found drag marks leading up to his body, and when they found his glasses 20 foot away up on a hill, his file cabinet disappeared, too, the day he... committed suicide. Oh, what a joke that story was. The people on the scene, they weren't even police officers investigating. They were the local park rangers. One guy said he lost the film that he took pictures of the crime scene with, and the other guy said, he opened the door of the camera by accident and the film got overexposed. Like, come on! Give me a break! Oh, and my favorite, 2 months before that, before the Hunter S. Thompson suicide, they popped off Gary Webb. Coroner said there were two bullet wounds in his head. Yeah. At first you don't succeed. Try again. All right, we'll be right back, folks. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs. 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Florida Supreme Court has ruled that the media does not have to tell us the truth. Well, that's good news for our media out there. Of course, we know that they have no desire to lie to us. And they never have before, and I'm sure they never will. But, you know, they just declared that so that in case they, for whatever reason, for our own good, of course, should they ever want to lie to us, they now can officially do it. Unbelievable. Supreme Court declares the media can lie to us, and that's what's been going on, guys, for a long time. Getting back to Dan Rather, I just wanted to mention, you know, he went on in that same BBC interview to say, when he's talking about how the media, you know, was designed to protect the backsides of those in power, and this administration revels in that fact. He went on to say, I don't exempt myself from this criticism, how the media doesn't hone in on the key questions and ask the, you know, the tough questions dealing with the tough issues. He actually said that he doesn't exempt himself from that criticism. So I have to conclude that Mr. Rather, that's probably why they got rid of him. They smoked him out along with, well, literally poor Peter Jennings got smoked out, all right. But have you noticed all the three major journalists, hosts, you know, for all the major networks, Dan Rather, Peter Jennings, and, my mind's slipping here. Who's the other guy? That other guy. That, you know, they smoked them all out, guys. They wanted all the new bucks coming in that didn't know how, you know, things used to be as compared to how they are now. They've gotten a lot worse. Tom Brokaw. There we go. That's the guy. All right. My brain's kicked in now. I tell you, I didn't eat enough Wheaties this morning or something.
Yeah, I mean, they got rid of all these guys, you know? So now it's a lot easier to get control, and that's exactly what they have. I mean, I just mentioned, you don't hear anything about this interview on Coast to Coast. And, you know, there's a complete blackout. Anyway, coming back to the Kennedy thing, I got really sidetracked there, didn't I? Started off talking about Kennedy and wound up talking about Dan Rather. But this is interesting. Check this out. I'm sure most of you listeners have probably heard this before, but I think I've picked up a few new ones along the way. This is the commonalities, or the coincidences, I should say, between Abraham Lincoln's death and Kennedy's death. Check these out. Abraham Lincoln was elected to Congress in 1846. John F. Kennedy was elected in 1946. Abraham Lincoln was elected president in 1860. John F. Kennedy was elected president in 1960. Both were particularly concerned with civil rights. Both wives lost children while living in the White House. Both presidents were shot on a Friday. Both presidents were shot in the head. Lincoln's secretary was named Kennedy. Kennedy's secretary was named Lincoln. This is just too bizarre. Every time I read this, it blows my mind. Both were assassinated by Southerners. Both were succeeded by Southerners named Johnson. Andrew Johnson, who succeeded Lincoln, was born in 1808. Lyndon Johnson, who succeeded Kennedy, was born in 1908. John Wilkes Booth, who assassinated Lincoln, was born in 1839. Lee Harvey Oswald, who supposedly assassinated Kennedy, was born in 1939. Both assassins were known by their three names. Both names are composed of 15 letters. Lincoln was shot at a theater named Ford. Kennedy was shot in a Lincoln made by Ford. Come on. This is too bizarre. Booth ran from a theater and was caught in a warehouse. Oswald ran from a warehouse and was caught in a theater. Booth and Oswald were assassinated before their trials. A week, and then I'll end off with this one here. A week before Lincoln was shot, he went to Monroe, Maryland. A week before Kennedy was shot, he was with Marilyn Monroe. All right, I threw that last one in there myself. I do not know if Lincoln was in Monroe, Maryland, but I think we can say with certainty that Kennedy was with Marilyn Monroe. Anyway, but that is bizarre, huh? That is very, very bizarre. I mean, you couldn't plan things that way. How does that happen? Here's another little interesting coincidence from history. Beginning in the year 1840, every president who was elected on that even year, every 20th year, wound up either being assassinated or dying while in office, or at least having an attempt on their life, trying to kill them. 1840, we had William Henry Harrison was elected in that year. He wound up dying in office. 1860, Lincoln was voted in, and of course he was assassinated. 1880, James Garfield was voted in. He wound up being assassinated. 1900, McKinley was voted in. He was assassinated. 1820, notice this 20-year interval. 20 years later, 1819. 1920, Warren G. Harding was voted in, and of course he died in office. There's evidence that that actually was probably most likely an assassination. I'll talk about that some other time, primarily because he was getting under the skin of our little banker boy buddies on Wall Street. 1940, 20 years later, FDR was voted in. He died in office. 1960, JFK was voted, and of course he was assassinated. 1980, Reagan was voted. Well, there was an attempted assassination. They didn't quite pull it off, but still, the pattern was being followed here. 20 years later, Bush. Well, we can cross our fingers. Actually, he wasn't elected, so maybe he's going to break the pattern now. I don't know. We can only hope that the pattern doesn't break. You know, this nation doesn't have any shortage of psychopaths. I don't know why these people don't put their talents to good use. Let's see. This doesn't have to do with politics, but I got this in an email the other day, and I found it interesting, so I thought you might appreciate this. Well, there is some politics in here, I suppose. This first one particularly. If you take the letters of
George Bush and rearrange them, you get, I love Satan. No, no, no. You actually get, oh, I'm sure he does, but no, what you get is he bugs Gore. I kid you not. Try it. Right? George Bush, if you can stand looking at that name on a piece of paper, and rearrange the letters, and you'll get he bugs Gore. I'm sure he doesn't bug him, though, actually. They're kissing cousins. Here's another one. Dormitory. Rearranged becomes dirty room. And I can vouch for that, going back to my college days. Filthy room is more like it. This one. I definitely love this one. Check this one out. Rearrange the letters of evangelist. And guess what you get? Yeah. Evil's agent. Evangelist becomes evil's agent. I highly resent that comment. I'm going to strike you down with a bolt of lightning. Oh, we love you, Pat Robertson. Desperation becomes a rope ends it. Yeah, that's interesting. The Morse code becomes here come dots. This is pretty bizarre. Slot machines becomes cash lost in me. Does that work for income tax, too? I love this one. Mother-in-law becomes woman Hitler. Yeah. How about ex-wife? What can we get from that? Somebody call me in later if you can dig up something good for that one. Snooze alarms becomes no more Z's. A decimal point becomes I'm a dot in place. This is too weird. The earthquakes becomes that queer shake. And finally, this is David Letterman's top 10. Drum roll, please. This is pretty weird for you mathematicians out there. If you spell out 11 plus 2, you can also spell out with the same letters 12 plus 1. And, of course, 11 plus 2 equals 12 plus 1. Isn't that bizarre? Again, you couldn't plan this way. This is too bizarre. Anyway, one of those, a few more examples of those bizarre coincidences that you get in life. You know, kind of like Muhammad Atta's bag being the only bag that was that didn't make its flight on 9/11, and it just happens to be waiting there conveniently for the FBI. You know, coincidences like that. That you have a passport that just happens to survive a crash into the North Tower. That the plane itself doesn't survive. The black boxes don't survive, but a little measly piece of paper strolls across several blocks and is conveniently found later. Fully intact, not even singed. And, you know, I got to elaborate on that for a minute. Listen to how bizarre this is. The North Tower, when you see the thing hit, the plane does not enter out the other end of the building. In fact, no part of that plane exits the building. It hits square on, right in the center. The building completely absorbs the plane. It hits the central columns and does not proceed out the other side. No part of it proceeds out the other side. And yet we're supposed to believe that a flipping piece of paper lands blocks away intact. Think about that. The plane itself does not exit the building, but a piece of paper survives. Yeah, that's a knee slapper. We believe you, FBI. We believe you. Everything you've ever told us. Well, hey, to quote a very personal close friend of mine, Mr. John Ashcroft, the FBI has had a flawless history of protecting the rights of the American people. So, there you go. That's an agency you can trust. And when they tell you that they found a passport and that they can't find the black boxes, you can believe them. Even though a cleanup crew member at Ground Zero said that the FBI went out with them in an off-road vehicle the day after 9/11 and that they found three of those four black boxes in their presence and told them to keep their mouths quiet about it, we still can trust the FBI. Obviously, those cleanup crew members are lying. Now, there's no motive for them to do so. Don't try to look for one. Just ignore that fact or that inconvenient piece of information. It's not a fact. Only things that are related to us by the FBI and other federal agencies are facts. You got that? Make note of that. Don't forget it. Government not only has never lied to you, but it cannot lie to you. It's impossible. I mean, they're like God. You understand? I mean, look at George. He says he's Christian, right? So there you go. You know, everybody knows Christians don't lie. Or professing Christians. Whatever. Anyway, here's another interesting little doodad I wanted to share with you. This is actually a poem I wrote
couple, what is it now, 4 years ago, the Iraq War broke out. Wow, 4 years ago. We've been involved in this fraudulent war for 4 years. Isn't that nice? Gee, we're almost halfway into how long Vietnam lasted, another fraudulent war. Anyway, actually, I'm not, I'm kidding, I didn't write this. This is actually a speech that Bush was supposed to give. He was going to give a national address right after the Iraq War. It never happened, but this is the original transcript. I got connections over there at the White House. My good friend Snowjob there gave this to me a couple months ago. Anyway, this was an original speech, so you're hearing it for the first time here, folks. This was supposed to be addressed 4 years ago. Here it is. Thank you, Dad, for leaving Saddam in power in 91, because now my time has arrived to take up this war-waging fund. What's a few million Iraqi lives when there's war profits to be gained, not to mention the post-war profits when their oil reserves are drained? To our men in the Gulf, each and every troop, I give thanks on behalf of the Carlyle Group. Saddam has weapons of mass destruction, so we have to hit him full force. And what will we use? Why, the Moab bomb and depleted uranium, of course. We want the Iraqis to vote their own leaders. We're seeking democratization, like what we had here in election 2000, right here in this great fascist nation. This really was a speech George was going to give. He didn't get his meds that day, so he was actually going to speak frankly by accident, but they took care of that quickly and made sure they intravenously pumped that psychotropic medication into him. It goes on here. And we want the Iraqis to have their freedom. That's if they survive, but if not, we don't need them. In the name of peace, we're waging this war in hopes that world leaders oppose us no more. It's time to remove this grim terrorist threat. Will this mean more attacks might occur here? You bet. But don't worry, we'll declare martial law to keep all in line through fear and awe. For those who don't like this, for those who protest, we'll send out a warrant for your arrest. We'll do this because of the oath that I swore, to protect your great freedoms that you'll have no more. This war will cost billions and billions more still, but what should I care when you're stuck with the bill? Most Americans want this war, as statistics clearly say. Well, at least we think, at least we thank the media for making it look this way. It looks like the whole world is now in my clutch. Thank you, Osama. I owe you so much. Trust me, that really was, and I, as far as I understand, that actually was written by George himself, according to what Tony told me anyway, in the last email he sent me. Yeah, here's another speech, actually, that he was planning to give about that same time. It would help if you could actually see this in print. When you read it, you don't quite get the same effect, but I'll do the best I can. We will not exonerate Saddam, who gives us nothing but lies. We shall mobilize our troops in the Gulf. We are confident that this war effort will enable us to reach an amicable solution to this OPEC-ULUR dilemma. Saddam will not be allowed to spoil the peace and security of the world. I hope you got my little subtle innuendos there. Or should I say George's subtle innuendos, because after all, once again, this is his speech. Yeah. Anyway, let me remind our listeners, if you want to call in and contribute to this obnoxious rant of mine. Hey, what do you know? We do have a caller, as I see. And it's my good friend, yours and mine, our official mascot here on Republic Broadcasting Network, Rita from Colorado. How's it going, Rita? What's happening today?
Oh, okay. I wanted to let you know, you know, my sister, she married a guy from Palermo. So I go to Europe, and maybe once in a while they can meet me in Paris, but I usually stay up in a north when I go there. But, you know, that's kind of, you said you're a Christian. You know, we kind of had this, like, discussion a whole lot with Greg Schimanski about that before. Are you a Roman Catholic then, or?
No. I think you asked me that last week.
No, I didn't ask you that. I mean, I'm curious because I don't know what to how do I talk to my relatives in Italy, you know? You probably
go through. I'm going to send you transcripts of our conversation so you don't forget.
Okay.
No, you did. Trust me, you asked me last week. So what were you going to say? All right, I'll tell you what. Stay right there. Everybody's anxious to hear what else you got to say. We'll be right back, folks.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
One, two, three billion. Wonderful, wonderful. Count with me. I love these Halliburton stocks. All right, back on True Thirds Radio with your host, Charlie Giuliani. And we got our buddy on the line. I wanted to remind our callers, if you wanted to call in, comments, questions, especially the next hour with David Ray Griffin coming up. Don't want to miss that, guys. The number is 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. All right, going back to you, Rita.
Oh, okay. Well, let me just guess because I know like John Stadtmiller and he's got his meetings at the Unitarian Church, and then Alex Jones uses the Unitarian Church, And Dr. Wynn Parker will have sometimes he'll have guests on, and they'll, I don't know, you know, in they'll go to the Unitarians too in a bit. You know what happened in the 1600s in Poland? They were just kind of like their whole thing was falling apart, just like you know, their cultures do. And so everybody sat down and said, you know what we really need to do is we need to get rid of the Unitarian Universalist Church. And that's what they did back then. You know, I just kind of see it kind of but anyway, am I close? Oh. Is that you or not?
I don't know about that, but I want you to do me a favor. Next time you fly to France, stop up in Boston here and pick me up.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I might have to go through another political change before I can get on an airplane again. I think that's my business right now. That's why
just stuff me in one of your carry-on bags, you know.
No, I mean I have had my passport ripped off, and so you know I've got work to do is like as far as changing
They're gonna frame you up for the next terrorist attack.
Well, not if I can keep getting on the radio and, you know, and let people know that, you know, that stuff goes on.
That's what happens when people lose their passports, you know, then they wind up framing them for the for their state-sponsored terrorist attacks.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, I just need to make a little bit of noise once in a while, but, you know, that, I'm really serious because, I mean, there's this kind of this thing. I mean, it's like we kind of talked about this thing for a little bit, and I mean, you touch this hot button. I try to know where that is, but it's like, well, you know, people want to put a label on these people. It's like, well, they're the Jews, they're the Roman Catholics, they're the blah 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 blah. But you know when you get right down to it, it's this pathology, you know, and. Then if you want to say pathology, that's going to get people really, really mad if you say that because, you know, I mean...
Do you have a gripe with the Unitarians yourself, or are you just wondering...
Me? Oh, yeah. Well, no, I just have a gripe with people who can't say hermaphrodite, you know, because some people need to know what that means because we want to make babies together, you know? And if you want to, like...
Well, getting back to the Unitarian thing... Getting back to the Unitarian thing, I got to say this in their defense. I'd rather go to a Unitarian church where you actually have freedom to express your opinion than some of these other churches where they love you and they'll hug you and kiss you and lavish you in affection.
I mean,
don't go against the established dogma. You know, I think there needs to be freedom of thought and speech. Maybe not necessarily talking about getting drunk and high from the pulpit, but I think you know what I'm saying. Anyway, thanks, Rudy, for your call. Guys, stick around. We'll be back next hour with David Ray Griffin.